offensive coaches are always looking to get the ball in their playmakers' hands, and it's no different in Seattle, where the Seahawks have been using Percy Harvin in the jet sweep.
Just more reasons to have nightmares at night, you know. Guy's a good player, you know, we're aware of that. We'll make sure we get a hat on him. You know, he's one of, you know, several people they have that are good players.
Through two games, the jet sweep has been effective, as Harvin has rushed for a touchdown and 86 yards on just six attempts.
We just got to watch him, man. You just got to know where he at all times. He's an explosive player, and you just got to know where he at all times.
It's all about containing, you know. You don't want to let him get to the edges where he can run free. You want to get somebody on him, contain the edges, and tackle well.
The Broncos have experienced the Harvin jet sweep before, twice in the Super Bowl, for a total of 45 yards.
Believe it or not, we were actually prepared for some of that stuff, but didn't execute very well, as usually occurs when you don't play or win, or play well and win.
DeMarcus Ware said priority number one in this week's matchup against Seattle is stopping the run.
Sometimes they'll put him at running back. They'll put him in slot. They'll put him at the X, the Z. It doesn't matter. He's one of those guys that can really string plays out, and really is a big key in their offense.
You know, they're going to make plays, and we're going to make plays too. You just got to be able to, you know, weather the storm. And, you know, we just got to get our jobs done. If we can be able to do that, then we'll be all right.
The jet sweep is something many of the players have seen before, whether it's in high school or in college. And whether it's a gadget play or not, it's something the Broncos defense will have to account for this Sunday. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.